Here you go, five short ideas. Week number 11 on Shabbos Kodesh. Harlin Shmein Tzchus Rufur Shlem for Baruch Tzvi B'Rif Kabatya. B'Stoch Shol Chai Zodah V'Hanach Mordechai B'Fir Simcha B'Stoch Shol Chai Yisrael. Shari Tshuva in Simen Hilcha Shabbos Simen Reish Nun Oz Beis. Quotes the Arizal very interestingly. And he says that when one sweats L'Kavad Shabbos Kodesh, on Friday you're sweating you're running on the train to make the 4:15 Mincha and Shul. Or you're schlepping the groceries, says the Arizal, the same way that tears of remorse and tears of guilt have a way to be mechaper, atonement on one's sins. The same way when someone sweats for Shabbos, it also brings the same type of kapara. Hazeh she'odem mezia be'artzach Shabbos heim skula mechilichas avonos kemo admo, says the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Shabbos quoting the Arizal, the same way that tears of guilt and remorse clean off a person to make a person pure. Same way that purifies a person, so too when we sweat for Shabbos, when we care for Shabbos, we work for Shabbos and Erev Shabbos throughout the week, that also brings atonement to a person and a complete Tahara. Beautiful idea, when Shari Tshuva quoted the Arizal. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Samach Beis. So the Rama says, "V'yalbish atzma b'gdei Shabbos miyad achar sharachat atzma." A person should be very careful. As soon as you shower or bath on Erev Shabbos, you should make sure to go right into Shabbos clothes. It's a halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'gam hanoshim noagos kodem alakos aneres derechotas atzma v'lubos b'ildos b'gdei Shabbos." Listen to this. "V'ashrei lahem," says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, women also have the minig before lighting to be able to jump into the shower and you have to put on b'gdei Shabbos. And praiseworthy as them. The ones who wear Shabbos clothes who go right. They go not. They don't wait for you. Take a shower in the morning, right into Shabbos clothes, because that shows a sense of urgency. That shows a sense of likras kala. Right. This whole siman reish samach beis. The Shulchan Aruch talks about that when we greet Shabbos, it's kiyosi likras hamelach, kiyosi likras chasam and kala. We have to view it as if we're about to greet the king. Right. L'havdil, you go to the White House. A lot of Rabbanim last week just went to the White House. You make sure you look the proper way. Have the love of Dallas, the Rabbonu Shel Mamash, every Friday. You make sure you go from a shower straight into Shabbos clothes to be able to greet the king, to be able to greet the Rabbonu Shel. Beautiful idea, the Mishnah Berurah. Right after the shower, go right into Shabbos clothes. So the rest three is going to talk about Shabbos. We're going to talk about Shabbos clothes. The Chida writes that there are some Jews who are very careful to wear Shabbos clothes, but only in Shabbos morning. Leil Shabbos, especially these types of Shabboses. You know, you could be 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. You know, you're done with the meal already. Go into shorts and go into sweatpants. Says the Chida, no. A person should be careful to wear Shabbos clothes before the onset of Shabbos and for sure Shabbos night, because you have to impress the other people that it's Shabbos. And says the Chida, if you only wear Shabbos clothes in the morning, you're telling your household that your holidays start just like the non-Jews during the morning. When you show everyone that even you're wearing Shabbos clothes even at night, especially these Friday nights, the long Friday nights, you're telling your family, you're telling the rest of the world that the Jewish holiday, that Shabbos starts, the Yom Tov starts at night. But if you don't do that, you're just going like the rest of the world. You're saying, oh, Shabbos and the New Year's, it's the morning, this and that. No. Shabbos, the clothes even start at night. Beautiful from the Chachida, to be able to make sure that we feel different from the rest of the world. Moving on to idea number four. The Shla even says, the idea number four, the Shal Kodesh writes in the Siddur HaShla. And when it comes to Big Day Shabbos, a person should have specific clothes for Shabbos. Different types of socks, different types of undershirts, everything you should not wear. Shabbos is totally different. What he wears during the week, a special gartel, special shoe, special hat. And even according to the Minhagei Chasam Sofer, it says on Minhagei Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer has separate gloves on Shabbos, separate talisim on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal Tanya, said a person should have a different belt for Shabbos. Shabbos should be different than the rest of the week. Siddur Shla says, Dafka, every little thing. And the Chasam Sofer even had different gloves, different talisim. Shulchan Aruch Harav even had a different belt. L'maisa, you have to feel different on Shabbos. Not only for us to feel different, but for us to show the rest of the world that this is a different day. But, says the fifth idea, the Kaf HaChaim, writes in Simen Kuf, Chaf Gimel. You want to know also why? Why do we have to wear special Shabbos clothes on Shabbos? Besides the holiness of the holiness of the Shabbos clothes, that's for sure. To be able to lekras chasam and kala, beautiful. Says the Kaf HaChaim, you want to know why do we wear Shabbos clothes? Because when we feel like we're wearing Shabbos clothes, it's a reminder that we're not going to go do Isuri Doraisa, or to remind you that we're not going to go be over Shabbos. Well, you're not going to touch your phone because you're wearing special clothing. If you only wear special clothes, it's a reminder that you're not going to be able to touch anything. It's a reminder that it's Shabbos, right? And the last, the legend, the story, they save in the story from, but the Mori Naim, son, used to bring his clothes to the mikvah. What happened was, once at the Tish, he felt a little different. And what happened was, his son Mordechai realized that he gave him the wrong feet. He gave him the wrong socks. And then he told his father, I'm sorry, Dad, Tati, I gave you the wrong socks. He said, okay, no, you've taken a load off my mind, said the Mori Naim. And I know that I didn't mess up with my feet. I know it's because I didn't have the special Kavod Shabbos socks. Because it's not only about recognizing Shabbos for ourselves, for the world, to make sure that we stay away from Yisrael Reza, but it's also for us to be able to feel something special on Shabbos when it comes to the big day Shabbos, that B'lar Kedusha. Let's just review these five ideas. Shari Tshuva said, when one spots Shabbos, quotes the Arizal, he brings the same type of purity and the Tahara to a person, just like tears would do. That's what that Shari Tshuva quotes him in Reish Nun from the Arizal. The Ramah says, person should go right into Shabbos after the shower. Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'ashri lahem." To the women, who even go right after the shower, to then go right after the shower, right into Shabbos clothes. Ashri lahem. The Chidah says, "Why dafka Shabbos clothes even at night? Because if you don't do it at night, then you're just like the non-Jews of the world. They start their holidays in the morning. No, dafka at night." The Siddur Shla quotes, "Then nothing should be the same during the week. The minhag chasim sofer, different gloves, and different talisim, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav Tzimin brought that to wear different belts." And the Kavach Chaim says it's not only for Belikras Chasan of Hala to be able to feel like you're greeting the king, but also to remind us not to be able to do any Isurei Shabbos, because it's Shabbos Kodesh. When you wear Shabbos clothes, that reminds you. Shemizoch Bez Hashem, to always sweat for Shabbos and pour ourselves in for Shabbos and really take the big day Shabbos into a very critical and important role. Bez Hashem Yisbarach Shem.